This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early fall, the fourth week of the autumn apple-picking moon, and the final week of the sun in Virgo, the transition week of the sun to Libra. The time of early fall is an ambivalent time for me, a time of being on the edge. Summer isn't really gone, but the foliage is aging quickly and flowers are disappearing. The days may be warm and even humid, but the sun is a March or maybe even an early April sun, and it could rise to frost on any morning. I do experience a vague excitement now, and I'm in suspense as to just when the wind will change. I look forward to the cold, feel relief at the end of the dog days, but I also wish that the season did not have to change so quickly. And I enjoy being between two very distinct spaces in the shifting of the earth, in a brief respite from clarity. I enjoy feeling disconnected and suspended in solitude. This is a kind of twilight sanctuary, like luxurious waiting, half asleep for daybreak, all serious decisions on hold, all choices still possible. Dreams gone, but their imprint still set in my brain like the impressions of a wrinkled pillowcase on my cheek. In September, I walk back to those places from which color and fragrance have faded, but which have left marks of transition and renewal. I walk into the nostalgic dusk between endings and beginnings to an interim of faith in which I withhold commitment and certainty and taste a momentary delicious suspension of disbelief. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early fall. In the meantime, bask in the twilight between seasons. Suspend your progress towards winter. In other words, procrastinate.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.